Matthias replaced Judas. Acts chapter 1, verse 15 to verse 26. After Jesus' disciples saw Jesus ascend into the heaven, they went back to Jerusalem. One day, Jesus' disciples assembled together in a room upstairs to pray and unite. Jesus' mother, Mary, and his brothers were also there. The names of the disciples were Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, Simon, and Judas. Then Peter stood up among the disciples and said, "Judas is no longer one of us. The Holy Spirit has spoken about this in the scripture concerning Judas, that he will lead the soldiers and high priests into the arrest of Jesus Christ." Then Judas took the money the chief priest gave him and bought a field. But he stumbled and fell down. His head hit the ground, and he died. His intestines all spilled out, so the field is called the Akeldama, which means the field of blood. So therefore, let us choose in the midst of us a disciple who had been following Jesus Christ from the day he was baptized by John the Baptist to the day he ascended into heaven to replace Judas. They nominated Joseph and Matthias to replace the place of Judas. And Peter prayed, "O Lord, you can see through everyone's heart and know what they're thinking. Please help us to decide which one of them should take part in this ministry to replace the apostleship of Judas." Then they cast lots, and the lot fell on Matthias. So they chose Matthias to replace Judas' apostleship, and he joined the other 11 apostles of Jesus.